we have Craig. So, Gumbo, it's whenever you're ready.
Yeah, sure. So 2026 is for missing Wi-Fi and MakerDAO and on synthetic web. And 2007 is missing Locket Pool token on synthetic web.
All right, so Gumbos, was that both? Anything you want to add for those, or are you ready for questions on both of those SIPs?
Yeah, that's question.
I'm all good on the first one. I'm a little unsure about RPL. I think we'll want to get some feedback from Oracle providers if they have enough diversity. But no questions on these.
Yep, I agree. I'm fine with all of these, but would like to look into RPL because I'm not as familiar. It looks like FIFA is saying RPL supported on L1, so should be good.
In the past, have we had a threshold of volume typically for new listings? Looks like it's well under, it's under a million everywhere.
A million in volume or a million in liquidity depth?
Well, either. On Ripple, I mean, at Wi-Fi and Maker at 50 and 260 million across, you know, six exchanges seems efficient.
Yeah.
But RPL with less than a million? You know what I mean? I'm sick. Give me a break.
That's a lot lower than I expected, to be fair. I think it may be worth another conversation with both Oracle providers and front-end integrators to decide kind of, is there a safety threshold we want to look at in terms of volume and depth, and kind of have that be another SIP process, and we can just evaluate Ripple as it is right now, or Rocket Pool, RPL, whatever, as it is right now, and work on kind of a threshold separately.
All right, what I'm hearing is Wi-Fi Maker maybe have the votes to make it through, but RPL either needs a little more work, or what's the read here on getting it through to the parameter stage?
I think probably council will talk to Oracle integrators and kind of get their read on it, because they're the best to kind of give us feedback in that volatility, and then we can evaluate from there. So I'd say go ahead and put it up for a vote with a long enough duration, and we can get that feedback.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you, Gumboats. Anything else to add?
Yeah. So there are talks about what market we should keep on our listing speed. I think this is what another conversation to think it deeply. Like, how much should we, the market should make, and how should we remove it, etc. This is not in the SIP, but I think we should think about it a lot more. Yeah. Fave put the links for my Dune Crew. So you should check it out. And thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gumboats. Bert, you're up. This is the last SIP presentation of the evening, SIP 2009, to add the ETH-BTC ratio, correct?
That is correct. Welcome to the long-awaited SIP 2009 presentation, guys. So this is to provide the ETH-BTC market, and this would, as stated in the SIP, give you, for example, a price of, here, let me pull up the SIP and I can read it to you directly. Let's say the price, the ratio is 0.07. It would correspond to a price for the perp of 7 cents. So this would allow you to just trade that ratio number. It's better for, traders than trying to build your own position. You don't have to do any sort of rebalancing. You don't have to split collateral between markets. And in general, even though this might not be appropriate for every interesting pair, ETH-BTC is very common on centralized exchanges. So it seems like a good one to try one of these interesting kind of ratio setups rather than doing something a little more custom, like trying to combine two oracles or make traders do their own fancy rebalancing.
We've got a good oracle feed from this from both parties.
We, as far as I know, we don't have one yet, but there is one on the way.
And from both parties, yeah. From the spot ETH-BTC ratio on major exchanges, or is it something customized?
The way I understand it is it'll pull from the ETH-BTC ratio. Yeah, like Afif says, spot ETH-BTC.
Okay, cool. Then I'm all for this. I think this is a great addition.
Yeah, and as long as nobody front runs our feeds, we may be the first ones to offer this on a DEX perp. So should be pretty exciting.
All right. Any more questions for Bert in SIP 2009? All right. That's it, I believe, for this set of SIPs, SIP 2026, 2027, 2009. All right. I guess that's it. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Bert.
Take care, folks.
Thanks, everyone.